This is Twit.
Yeah, I've been listening to the HomePod. So I've been, you know, it's one of those things where it's hard to read all the reviews and understand what you're going to get here. You almost have to go listen.
Did you see the Reddit one, Leo? Did you see the Reddit audio file?
I did, and that's one I would point to. It's in the audio file subreddit. I saw that.
Isn't it amazing that Reddit is now doing better work than Consumer Reports?
Well, I'll be honest. I'm not sure they're doing better work yet. By the way, the reason you said that is because Consumer Reports said it wasn't as good as the Google Home Max.
Well, they said they were going to take a while and have to test it. And like this guy just did it. Like he went home, he set up like all this crazy nerd equipment, and he just ran his tests. And it's like we're moving from old world media to new world media.
Okay. But he did his tests in his own room, and you know it wasn't. So you gotta understand what you're getting. He says, I am speechless. The HomePod actually sounds better than the KEF X300A. Now, the KEF, which is a very nice speaker, is roughly the same size as the HomePod.
Yeah.
And his measurements didn't measure anything subjective like stereo speakers versus a single speaker. So I'm guessing if you sat somebody down in front of two KEFs with the HomePod in the middle, they're going to prefer the KEFs just because they're left and right.
He has this really good takeaway that he put both in this post and in the later one that he wrote. And that's like he's saying, if you are an audiophile and you sit there and you get a really good sound system and you set it up and you measure the room and you make it like your room is well done and you do everything, it's going to sound way better. But if you just want to drop something into your kitchen or your living room and it's not set up and it's got weird layouts and with this will sound as good as is possible with you doing zero effort at all.
Yeah. He tested it in an untreated room.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell, tested it properly. But I think really the thing that I would say to somebody considering it is the simple caveat for what it is. They never add that. Or it sounds great for a speaker its size, that kind of thing. I think it's
if
as
you
good
have
as
Apple it, Music.
Yes. If you and the other constraints are you have to have an iPhone or an iPod, iPad. You have to listen to Apple Music pretty much exclusively. It's not a Bluetooth speaker. You can't really use it as a phone speaker, although we were able to get the phone audio out of it via AirPlay. It doesn't have the microphone channel.
It can't. When you do the phone, so it doesn't have baseband, so it can't work as its own phone. But if you have a phone call, it'll show up just like AirPods will or speakerphone will in the phone.
But it doesn't use the mic on the HomePod, so it's not really a speakerphone.
Yeah. Yeah,
you still have to talk into the phone, and there's a latency. There's a delay, and that's one of the things.
And also, Google Home doesn't have a baseband or radios, the GSM radios, the Amazon product doesn't.
Bluetooth.
But they let you connect through at least a desktop app, so that I can at least do a voice call that's not through phone lines. But that's software.
I want to reserve judgment in terms of the pure numbers until stereo review or, you know, sound and vision.
Yeah,
or,
but is that really useful?
It's totally subjective. But that's the point. Is this guy's measurements are also totally objective? They're not. They don't include the.
Yeah, but I'm always a little bit not suspicious, but I put them at sort of a lower rate. They can be done very scientifically by people with superb credentials. But if it's not a difference that you can hear, it's useless. Or if it's not a difference that applies to the music that you like to listen to, it's useless. And even if the HomePod is an inch and a half too tall to be on the shelf where you really want it to be, that's also a factor.
Right.
I don't have one for long-term testing yet, but I have had experience with it, of course, in the last week, and I found that the thing there's a lot that I loved about it, and I'm gonna be putting off my real review until I get one in the house for like at least 2 or 3 weeks. But the things that disappointed me were things like software and things like being able to ask for a certain artist and for Siri to absolutely understand what artist I was talking about or what genre I was talking about. So the audio quality is subjective, but overwhelmingly positive reviews. It's the software side of things that make me wonder if I have the $120 smart speaker that's smarter but a worse speaker, would I rather talk to that thing and just simply be listening to my David Bowie quickly as opposed to playing 20 questions? Like, okay, Shlomo, I'm thinking of an artist. He's a male artist in the 70s. Glam? Yes. with this artist be noted for his work in the theater? He did appear in some movies and one stage performance. Is it Gary Glitter? No, it's not Gary Glitter. Stop.
Let me interrupt you just a sec so we can get other people.
Interesting.
I would do the opposite, which is I think it's accepted. Everybody agrees. Series mediocre. It has very severe limitations because it's an Apple-only device. But Apple's not selling it that way. They're selling it as a speaker. So I think the only really thing to talk about is how good a speaker it is. And I guess I would agree with everybody. It's good for what it is. I mean, Apple's done a very, very good job. They have Tomlinson Holman, the creator of THX, is among their many, many great engineers on their team. This is the flat response curve. It's very flat, although that's not what you're going to hear because it has a loudness curve applied to it, which you want. I don't know. Renee, would you agree that, given that you've had it for a while, that this is... I think it's a great speaker for people who want music as wallpaper, as part of their life. It is not a great speaker for people who want to listen to music.
I think, you know, no. So the way I put it in my not a review is that if you are all in on the Apple ecosystem and you have Apple Music and you just want to be able to take a speaker and drop it anywhere and it'll sound really good no matter where you drop it, then this is the speaker for you. If there's a room that doesn't have audio and you don't want to futz with it, if you want to move a speaker from room to room, if you want to do any of those things, if you value quality through ease of use, then this is a really good speaker.
I just feel like Apple's kind of pushing the notion and I bought into it initially until I got one, that because of computational audio, this speaker ends, you know, it's the new way of being. And now, admittedly, you can't pair it, so it's not stereo. But
Are audiophiles losing their stuff over what's happening with the speaker. I can't understand that at all, but I've read several audiophiles now. I can't believe they're doing this, or they're modulating this, or they're able to reflect that. So there's some science here that's really
they're
interesting.
They're doing smart things, yeah.
Yes, that we'll see propagate across the industry, I hope.
The loudness curve means it's subjectively sounds good, but it's not objectively perfect.
Yeah.
The fact they're able to get a great bass at a very high level because they're preventing distortion. They're actually limiting how loud it can get. And this is an interesting thing in the measurement. He was able to see the speaker. He says such tight control on bass from within a speaker is unheard of in the audio industry. But that's because you have an A8 processor in here.
Yeah.
So they're eliminating harmonic distortion from overdriving the woofer. It's impressive. Yes.
My new favorite word.
Yeah. I love the Fletcher Munson curve, but I actually like how that sounds, but that is a modification, you know, of the sound and some of this is, well, how's it mixed? Is it mixed for that? Or, you know, how did the engineer in the studio mix it, et cetera, et cetera. I guess I don't want people to think that this is the greatest speaker ever made.